FNC's Carlson, Fauci lied about Wuhan lab. Serially dishonest and incompetent. By Jeff Poor on May 25, 2021. Monday, FNC host Tucker Carlson reacted to revelations that suggest the COVID-19 virus may have originated from a lab in Wuhan, which is a theory that had been dismissed by the media and so-called health experts dating back more than a year. Carlson accused National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director Anthony Fauci of lying to the American public about the possible origins of the virus and questioned why he still had a job. Transcript as follows. Carlson, actually, it looks like this virus did come from a lab in China. Nearly a year and a half into the pandemic, that is the new consensus in the American media. Boy, these things change fast. Excuse me. Whoa. There are holdouts, of course. Just today over at the Washington Post, a China shill called Michael Gerson wrote a hilariously overwrought column with this title. Quote, "The right is dwelling on slanderous myths about the origins of COVID-19. Slanderous myths, Russian QAnon sleeper cells, slandering the Chinese government." Pretty funny. The good news is, it's almost over. You're probably not going to see a lot more columns like that going forward. The nonsense is finally dying down. At other parts of Michael Gerson's own newspaper, we have learned they are working on news stories about how the virus did in fact escape from a lab in Wuhan. So the debate among serious people over the origins of COVID appears to be pretty much winding up. Pretty much every sane person at this point acknowledges that the government of China likely caused the single worst man-made disaster in human history. As if we need more evidence of that, over the weekend, The Wall Street Journal reported the very first people infected with COVID-19 were probably researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. In November 2019, three of them were taken to the hospital with symptoms. Now, The Wall Street Journal did solid reporting on that, but it wasn't entirely new. Back in January of this year, the State Department issued the fact sheet telling the whole country the same thing. They said the first COVID patients were not in fact hungry patients of the local wet market, reckless diners who gorged on pangolin and bats. No, they weren't. The first patients were researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Clearly, obviously, they have been infected at work while working on the virus. So if you're trying to understand where COVID came from, and you should be if you want to prevent future pandemics, that State Department memo this January told you a lot, and yet it was ignored. In fact, just a few hours ago, Tony Fauci himself, the man in charge of our whole response to COVID-19, explained to CBS News that he'd never even heard about the State Department's findings on the Wuhan lab. He had no idea. In other words, Fauci's own employer, the U.S. government, publicly released compelling evidence that the virus he devotes his life to fighting escaped from the very biolab that Tony Fauci had sent American tax dollars to fund. And yet somehow, Tony Fauci was totally unaware of this. He didn't know it until he read this weekend's Wall Street Journal. It was news to him, bolt from the sky. Totally new information. Can we believe him when he says that? No, of course, we can't. In fact, this show has heard that on or about November 19, 2019. Right around those time those Chinese researchers became the first COVID patients on planet Earth. The government of Thailand contacted the CDC and Tony Fauci's office to say that its intel service had picked up biological anomalies around the lab in Wuhan where there had been a leak. Now, we can't confirm the Thai government sent this message, but we believe the Thai government did. We do know that several other allied foreign governments, including the governments of France and Australia, have gathered evidence showing the virus escaped from a Chinese lab. Yet Tony Fauci, who runs the whole thing, didn't know any of this. Come on. Of course, he knew. Fauci, in fact, has known from the beginning that the virus may well have come from that lab. Many people have known that. But Fauci lied about it for more than a year. Here he is, in May of 2020, in an interview with the willing dupes at National Geographic, telling you that as one of the world's most eminent scientists, there is really no chance that COVID-19 was engineered by human hands. Begin video clip. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. If you look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now, is very, very strongly leaning towards this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated the way the mutations had naturally evolved. A number of very qualified evolutionary biologists have said that everything about the stepwise evolution over time strongly indicates that it evolved in nature and then jumped species. End video clip. Carlson, a number of very qualified evolutionary biologists betting you won't even know what that is. Really? A number of them? So where are those scientists today? Is there, for example, a single working virologist in the world who would come on this show right now and dismiss the Wuhan lab leak idea? Out of hand as ridiculous, or, quote, outrageous, as Francis Collins, who runs the NIH, once did, that is his eternal shame. We doubt there's a single working virologist who would dare to do that. But not so long ago, the entire scientific and public health establishment did that very thing. So what's changed? Not the science. The science remains precisely the same. Only the politics have changed. And that gets you thinking, now that we know what we now know about the Wuhan lab, and we're fully aware that, of course, Tony Fauci has known it as well for a very long time, how could he not? It is pretty remarkable to go back and look at Tony Fauci's public statements about COVID and the government of China. Keep in mind, he knew that it was at least possible that this virus came from that Wuhan lab. And yet he did this interview with our David Asman from Fox Business in January of 2020, right at the very beginning of the whole thing. Again, as you watch it, keep in mind that Tony Fauci was perfectly aware that China may have created this virus, and he knew for a fact that the government of China was lying, covering its tracks and pushing the World Health Organization to do the same, and imperiling the entire planet, as they did that. Fauci knew all of that, yet, he said this anyway. Begin video clip. David Asman, Fox Business Network host, China has been known to fiddle with their stats before. Do you trust what they are telling us about this illness? Fauci, from what I can see right now, they really are being much, much more transparent. End video clip. Carlson, so you watch that, you look back over the last year, in light of what we now know, and you ask yourself, how does Tony Fauci still have a job? Seriously. What kind of country gives this much power to someone who has proven himself to be serially dishonest and incompetent? It's scary that we would allow that, especially in public health. Meanwhile, and this is the most galling part, those few journalists and scientists who told the truth about what happened in Wuhan were punished for telling the truth. They were attacked by CNN, they were censored by Facebook. They were denounced by their colleagues. They were destroyed in some cases. So where's their apology? Who is paying into their reparations fund? Well, no one is, of course. Here is someone who deserves to be rehabilitated immediately. His name is Professor Stephen Mosher. He's an expert on Chinese, a very brave person. You need to be to say what he said in February of 2020 when he came on the show. That was back when mass lockdown seemed like something they only did in China. But Mosher came on this show and told the truth. Watch. Begin video clip. Stephen Mosher, President, Population Research Institute. I think it escaped from the lab because we have the Chinese government basically telling us that it did. Wuhan is the only level 4 laboratory in all of China. So that's where you would put a dangerous pathogen. Whether you were genetically engineering it to be a weapon or not, that's where you would be experimenting on it. So it makes sense that the epicenter of the epidemic, that the lab there, would be the source of that virus. End video clip. Carlson, see, you look back at that tape and you think, that guy was onto something. He was smart. He was honest. He connected the dots. For his trouble for telling the truth, Stephen Mosher was immediately denounced as a conspiracy nut. Meanwhile, the liars and the China shills got richer and more powerful in the World Health Organization, which followed China's instructions and told the world that COVID was not really transmissible by air, now has the full support of the current administration. In fact, United States has rejoined the World Health Organization with no conditions. This is despite the fact that American intelligence can prove that the World Health Organization lied and that people died, of course, as a result of those lies. Even now, tonight, the US government has not launched a broad and serious investigation into where the coronavirus came from. If you can imagine, as, in fact, they have not done that. At the same time, they are telling us we need a 9/11 style commission to understand every facet of the January 6th events at the Capitol. But the pandemic that's killed 3 million people and destroyed the West, which it has, never mind. We will let someone else figure it out. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.